This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another, well, I think it's a session of sanity. Welcome back to another session of sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to know that you're paying attention. I see the chat room. I know you're paying attention. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a couple of exciting things happening. One of them looks like we're working on a weekly segment from Campus Reform to go through some of the crazy stories that they do out there on the campuses. So you know what's going on. You know where you're sending your kids or what you're sending your kids into. Really, seriously, sometimes I think about what we do to our children when we send them to college. You're sending them there for better education, but is it a social justice warrior education? Or do you want them to learn about, you know, whatever it is they're going to school for? Doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. I guess you can't say it anymore. Native American chief? No. Coward.
Hey, I'm American.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So you can make fun of it. I guess I can't. Yeah, sure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. We're going to have Dale Bellis join me at the after the first break. You know, with everything going on in healthcare right now, And a lot of people not sure as to what they have or don't have. And many of you, well, I've gotten emails from and say, look, I don't understand why they just don't go to a major medical kind of thing. Because a lot of people do pay for their own basic medical health care. A lot of people don't need anything but major medical. Especially young people. So there are options. There are options where you can have total control of your medicine. You can have total control of your health care and total control how your doctor treats you or takes care of you. But you've got to engage. California middle school teacher temporarily detained by the Border Patrol after refusing to reveal her immigration status. Now, I know some of you guys are going to have a fit, but it was obvious she was American. She had the attitude, the looks, you know, the whole nine yards. So, you know, this is this whole thing where we're going to challenge. They think the challenging authority is challenging a police officer when they're carrying out their duties. That's what they think it is. So United States Border Patrol, along the United States border with Mexico, there's a number of these little Border Patrol checkpoints. Nothing major. And they're not just between Mexico and the United States. I mean, at the border levels or just above the border, sometimes it's state to state. Now, a lot of times all cars, whether they're traveling within or outside the country, have to stop and maybe ask questions by the Border Patrol guards. Now, in 1976, the United States Supreme Court ruled, this is so you have a basis, the Border Patrol's routine stopping of a vehicle at a permanent checkpoint located on a major highway away from the Mexican border for a brief questioning of the vehicle's occupants is consistent with the Fourth Amendment. And the stops and questioning may be made at reasonably located checkpoints in the absence of any individualized suspicion that the particular vehicle contains illegal aliens. Basically, I can stop you for any reason. I can ask you any question I want at that permanent checkpoint. However, Shane Parmalee, a middle school teacher from San Diego, was outraged by the enforcement of the laws. How dare you enforce the Constitution? I'm a teacher. Don't you know that? God. She teaches your kids. This woman teaches your kids. While she was traveling with her family in New Mexico, she was stopped at the immigration checkpoint, which she recorded and posted to Facebook. Now, here's the funny thing about this. I live in California. I go to San Diego from time to time. When you come up from San Diego, I don't go anywhere near the border. But at one point, I think we could see the border on one of the bridges we go up and over to get into the city. So, you know, I don't know, maybe you're 8 miles from the border, 10 miles, 12 miles, whatever it is. And then what happens is you turn around and you start heading north to go back to Los Angeles. And on that side of the freeway, about, I don't know, 15 miles away from the border on that major thoroughfare, there is a checkpoint, and they stop everybody. Everybody has to slow down to a crawl. And they'll decide whether to pull you over, you know, direct you over, take a look at you. Most of the time, you know, you're moving at a very slow pace, and they just wave you on through. And they stop people. Now, they're inside. This is the Border Patrol inside the United States, in the country here. So this woman has objection to this. Now, she comes to a stop, an agent asks, citizens? Instead of just simply responding yes and getting to move on, I'm telling you. And she's either American or Scandinavian, one of the two. Instead of responding yes or no, she responds with a question of her own. Are we crossing a border? You're a teacher. Wouldn't you know whether you were crossing a border? Parmalee explained that she doesn't have to answer his question, and that the same situation happened last year. The officer gave her a laminated printout of the various Supreme Court cases upholding immigration questioning that she probably got last year, don't you think? And when asked if she wanted to read it, she said, no, I refuse to be informed. She's teaching your children. I'm just trying to make a point here. She's teaching your children. Probably was repeatedly told she was being detained until her immigration status could be verified. So if I just come through and say, yes, I'm a citizen, I can go. Think about that. All she's got to do is say, yeah, I'm a citizen. She says, so if I have an accent and I'm brown, can I just say yes and go? Or do I have to prove it? She says, I have a bunch of teacher friends who are sick of their kids being discriminated against. These people are whacked. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Dale Bellis, we'll be talking about healthcare, a new way to look at healthcare in this country. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, earlier today I spoke with Dale Bellis because of all this tomfoolery going on the Senate floor and what have you. And I asked him, because there's a big difference between health share and health insurance. And I mean a big difference. So, because I'll screw it up, and you guys know I'll screw it up, we're going to have Dale tell us what the difference is. You know, I love to have Dale on with me from time to time, usually about every week, every other week. We talk a lot about what's going on in taking care of yourself and what we used to refer to as health care plans. But it's not health care anymore, or at least I don't think you should look at it as health care. We have been so taught when it comes to taking care of your body, when it comes to the health care system in this country, we've been taught to do things a certain way, and it all depends on what the government dictates, what we should do, how we should do, and how things should go down. Even our doctors today, when they administer or when they practice, which is scary, practicing medicine, when they practice medicine, some of their decisions are based on what the insurance companies tell them they can do. What is acceptable in the medical community when there are so many other ways to treat and deal with things. I think my doctor, because I do the whole cash thing, I spend time with him. But before that, when I was strictly on insurance, I spent a couple of minutes with a guy. I spent more time with the nurses than I spent with the doctor. So anyway, Dale Bellis joins me as he does, CEO of Liberty HealthShare. And notice it's Liberty HealthShare. Different way of looking at taking care of yourself. Dale, thanks for being with me.
Joe, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
You know, I don't know if in the last couple of days I've been sitting around in my recliner with some popcorn and a Pepsi and watching this game. I guess they call it making sausage there in D.C. I mean, are you amazed by the way things are going down there on these, or is that just business as usual for you?
Well, I am amazed. We keep very much attuned to the discussion in D.C. We want to make sure that our exemptions that currently exist under the Affordable Care Act and our federal definition of healthcare sharing minister remains. And that any new mandates that come up with, and they've discussed a few, that we are continued in our exemption.
So
what amazes me, though, about the discussion is I just have to say I'm disappointed that they're not addressing the key flaws in the healthcare system. They're perpetuating the myth, number one, that federal government, has a role in determining what healthcare payment plan you and I purchase.
Right.
Number one. And number two, they're not addressing the fundamental reason why healthcare costs are doubling, tripling, and just skyrocketing in America today. They haven't addressed the fundamental issues, and it's not that it's not available to them, or that they can't find. They're well intentioned. I get all that, but they're not addressing those two issues. I just sit back and wish they would get their act together, Joe. But yeah. We'll see.
Well, you've got doctors, you've got people in the medical industry that are in the House and Senate, and you would really think that these are the guys. Would get now, Dale. I'm not as close to it as you are, but I've often wondered why they haven't sat down in a room together. They haven't got their own little caucus, you know, medical caucus going on, where they don't get down, sit down, and actually talk about these things. Talk about some of the issues that are going on in the health industry, the healthcare industry, if you would. It's always amazing how they don't bring in the real players that are really in the industry on a daily basis on any of these major issues. I don't get it. Are you aware of a group that gets together that is strictly in the medical world?
I am not aware of such a group, except that there is a physician review panel that a congressman has put together, and he has held numerous meetings with physicians from across the country as they were leading up to the House side of this bill that the Senate said, thank you very much, but we'll start all over again, who had done that very thing, but that advice and input was never incorporated in the House bill either.
Yeah. Well, all right, so we've been talking about health care. Explain to the listeners what the difference is between health care and health share. You know, what is a health care policy and what is a health share program?
Well, unfortunately, in the public dialogue and debate, there has been a merging of the concepts of health care with health insurance. That is, when they refer to health care, they're really talking about health insurance, not the care of our health. And those truly are two separate topics. Liberty Health Share is simply a means for meeting health care costs that give freedom to the individual member from health insurance and allow us to make those choices and decisions among and between ourselves based upon our shared values and beliefs. And that's really what health sharing is all about, is to just simply on the basis of our coordination, cooperation together as a community, we decide what our costs are that we're going to share in and then simply give liberty to the individual member to make those choices for themselves, but we share those costs in community with each other. And that's the significant difference. We're all self-pay patients, responsible for our care, responsible for our costs, so that it's really our money and the money from our fellow members' pockets that we utilize to meet those costs, which changes the mentality completely. But nonetheless, we're sharing those costs together in community based upon those shared values and beliefs.
Yeah, it was interesting. I spoke to a doctor this weekend and asked him what the difference was for him between a cash pay, or you called it a self-pay. I said to him, a cash pay patient, and one with an insurance company. And he says, you know, it really is mostly how much more flexibility I have with a cash pay patient. He said, you know, depending on what the insurance company is willing to pay me, what they're willing to cover, I don't go to the patient and say, here's what I can do for you. Or actually, he said, I go to the patient and say, here's what the insurance company will take care of. Here's what the insurance company will cover for you. And he said, I find most of the time people will only go with what's being paid for from the insurance company. He said it point blank, that's not health care. You find that to be true, don't you?
Absolutely true. In the history and development of health insurance versus the care of our health in America in the last 40 to 50 years, we have allowed these intermediaries to stand between the patient and the doctor. And so what you've just described is the doctor saying, if I'm treating a cash pay patient, now the decision's been restored. The decision-making power is between the patient and the doctor. And that's what we do as healthcare sharing ministry members. We're all self-pay patients. We're cash pay. We're making those choices and decisions. That's why doctors love it. That's all they want to do, honestly, Joe.
That's right. Doctors just want to take care of their own. They just want to take care of their patients. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dolas joins us on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Genius. Yeah, there you go.
We are back.
Go ahead, Daniel.
You're to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I want to get back to my conversation I had with Dale Bellis earlier today. He's the CEO of Liberty HealthShare. And with all the tomfoolery going on in, you know, with the health care laws and the bills and everything, you really have to have control over your health care. How you get taken care of? What options are available to you? Why do I, at 57, 58 years old, why would I need birth control measures in my health care? But you at least check them out. LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org. Read. Got to do a little reading. Do a little reading on your own, and you'll find out this may be a good deal for you. I've had people tell me they've already saved money on it. They love it. They love the fact that they have their own freedom to do what they want to do with their bodies, with their doctors. And that's the key, isn't it? Don't we all, every one of us, don't we all believe in freedom? Don't we all want liberty and freedom with our own bodies? You know what they say? I'm just asking. If you've just tuned in, I've got Dale Bellis on the line with me. He's the CEO of Liberty HealthShare. Now, I want you to listen carefully. And this is a whole different paradigm. It's a whole different way of thinking about health care for yourself and your family. We have been so, programmed, I guess I want to say, over the years, to think that there's only one way to do this, that you go in, you see the doctor. Sometimes what ends up happening is you go to make an appointment, and they say, well, let me check and see if this is covered under your insurance policy. And in the doctors I've spoken with, they've all said the same thing. It almost always has an effect on how the patient decides to have his or her care taken. Now, when you're talking about health share, it's a whole different way of looking at things. We don't have these, jokingly, as they were called in the past, we don't have these death panels. We don't have the bureaucrats deciding what kind of treatment you get or can't get. And again, it's Dale Bellis who's with me, CEO of Liberty HealthShare. Isn't that right, Dale? I mean, it's you make the decision as to how you want your treatment to go, not a bunch of bureaucrats or people on a board or a panel you don't even see.
That is exactly the case, because we've discovered that the only way to create that kind of liberation from those intermediaries is to declare ourselves self-pay patients. We are not associated with an insurance program or insurance of any kind. And that, frankly, is one of the mentality shifts. Frankly, it's one of those things that do startle or concern some people when they're looking at healthcare sharing. You mean there's no guarantee? No. We're here cooperatively, supportively. We all have skin in the game. It's a self-fulfilling purpose because we're not only sharing in other people's expenses, but those, that community's there to meet our expenses at the same time. But the ultimate freedom is found in us each one being self-payer, cash-pay patients. We just simply choose to share those bills and expenses in community with one another. What flows out of that is the freedom just discussed, that we have the right, we believe, the God-given right, to direct and manage and control our own health care free from those kinds of dictates and intrusions in our lives. That's why we make our own choices and decisions at the counter. We review the costs. We evaluate the treatment plan. We eliminate unnecessary care. That's why it's so liberating.
You know, it's funny, as you're talking, I'm thinking some of us have been doing this for years and we don't even know it. But if you think about the way you handle, dental insurance, for instance, you know, years ago I learned, as the nurse was grumbling about something, that it was cheaper for me to make a deal with the dentist on crowns and root canals and that kind of stuff than going through the insurance company. And I didn't realize the latitude I had to do what I wanted to do in my mouth because, again, we have been taught from a very young age that you do what the doctor says based on what the insurance company is telling him or her to do. So it really is getting your mindset different, changing the way you look at taking care of yourself. So when it comes to sitting with a doctor and working things out, what kind of limits do we have? I mean, are there buckets of money for, okay, you can only spend this much on this kind of health care, this much on this kind, this specific area or what have you? How does it actually work from a health sharing standpoint?
We decide among and between ourselves as healthcare sharing members as to the kinds of expenses we will share in. Now, our mentality is not that we're going to help pay every member's 100% of all the expenses that you may encounter. Dental is one of them, by the way,
mm-hmm.
And others that we don't make eligible for sharing. Our philosophy is we want to be here for those things that are unexpected and unaffordable. If you can plan for it, budget for it, anticipate it, do so, because that's the way we both keep costs down and take responsibility for our health care. It is possible, I guess, to have a $5,000 toothache, but very rare. You can sure have a $5,000 trip to the hospital emergency room or an overnight illness with one of your children. That's where we want to step up and assist one another in those costs related to medical expenses and medical care. So that's number one, that we're really here to assist with those things that are unexpected and unaffordable. Let's budget for the small stuff. Number two answer to that question really is that because we decide among and between ourselves, we don't dictate anything to anybody. It's cooperative. It's voluntary, and we here administratively have an entire hotline for our members for advice and direction and counsel. Because when you and I go to the hospital, particularly with complex care such as surgeries and hospital stays, we need somebody advocating on our behalf, explaining not only whether that particular service being suggested to us is medically advisable, but because it's our money at stake, where do we go to get that done at the least cost or the most advisable price? Same quality, far less price. And we may or may not be familiar with the fact that prices vary broadly and wildly in the same geographical area for the same service.
Mm-hmm.
But we just need to guide our members to make those choices and steward each member's resources as well as their own whenever they're dealing with medical care. So we don't dictate. We just simply provide an advocacy service for our members to help them make the decisions that are in their self best interest.
Well, and that's it too. There's nothing behind you that says, you know, the quote unquote the insurance company, their policy is A, B, C, and D. You know what I'm saying? They've got shareholders to deal with, and they've got what do they call it? They want to give money back to their shareholders at the end of the day.
Right.
This is not about that at all. And the other thing you kind of touched on and went over at 100 miles an hour was it kind of a pre-health. Well, you and I have talked about this a million times. Most people don't know what they're doing that's hurting their body. They don't know what to do to get better. They think they have to call a personal trainer. But you really don't. You have the ability. Liberty HealthShare has a team where you can call and say, look, I'm trying to blow off some weight. I'm trying to get this. I'm having, you know, I'm going to do this. You've got people that can help them work through some of those things, don't you?
But we premise the care of our health on a commonly known belief. It comes really from a Christian worldview that says our bodies are temples, and we have an obligation to care for our bodies. Now, it makes sense financially to do that, but it really is grounded in that belief system that says we don't want to engage in habits or behaviors or eat foods that bring about disease and sickness. We want to take care of ourselves and be health conscious. And notice I didn't say healthy, but health conscious. And so we do. We have an entire program. We call it Health Track, that we link an individual member, particularly. Joe, it's astonishing to me. If we took five of the most well-known chronic conditions in America that are at an epidemic level, they represent at least about 80% of all of the existing conditions right now in America. High blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, certainly obesity and smoking. Those are all lifestyle-based conditions. You change what you eat. You begin to exercise and move yourself. Reduce stress, sleep properly. Do those things that we all know rationally and logically are in our best interest. But
can you do that? Can you move around? Can you do something to make your life a little better? Anyway, we'll finish up with Dale on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Take notes. I'm telling you, people have told me they love this system. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Now, I'll give you a minute to blow off some steam. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A few more minutes with Dale Bellis. Let him finish up some of the thoughts on health share as opposed to health care. I mean, the big difference between health, insurance companies and Liberty Health Share, where you truly have, there's not a death panel committee, there's not a whole bunch of bureaucrats you have to run things by. We all get involved with each other's health care. We all get involved to make sure each other gets the care and treatment they need up to. You know what? Head over to the website. You read this stuff. I already did. LibertyHealthShare.com, LibertyHealthShare.org. Either one of them will get you there. Let's get back to Dale Bellis. I really want you to hear what he has to say on the end of this. When I blew off some pounds, and it didn't take a whole bunch of encouragement. And frankly and honestly, I know my listeners think I'm a genius. I'm not a genius. And a friend of mine was losing weight, and he said, look, point blank, Joe, two things. Get up and walk around once in a while. You know, we both work behind desks most of the day. Get up and walk around once in a while. Number two is cut back on what you're putting in your mouth. Start there, because then when you start feeling good, and he was perfect, and he was right. When you start feeling good or feeling better, you start moving around more. You start getting more engaged and involved. You actually start looking at what you're putting in your mouth more. So it doesn't take a whole bunch. You need just a little bit of information to go a whole long way. And so, yeah, it is.
Joe, I so admire that you've taken those steps. It is typically the case that not everybody can pull that off in isolation. And that's why, frankly, I admire you for doing that.
I appreciate that.
but the reality is, if somebody has that kind of fallback guidance or person or someone that they trust and they really strategize with and collaborate with, it changes mm-hmm. the mindset and moves those decisions into reality. And that's really what we find to be the case with our Health Track program.
So let's do one quick thing with me here is, you know, most insurance companies won't cover any kind of holistic or natural or out of, I don't even know what they call them. They're processes that they won't cover. They're procedures that they won't cover. Because
naturopathic treatment.
Okay, yeah. There you go. I can't even spell that, so I don't use the word.
Yeah.
But I mean, under the health share scenario, these are things you consider, are they not? These are things you'll look at and talk about as a whole.
We do include those expenses as what we call eligible costs that we're going to share in. And our members made that decision about 2 years ago. We collect over the course of the year recommendations and input from members as to how we ought to adjust our program. And we put out a ballot to our members every year. And they vote and provide their input as to how we're going to assist one another with these costs. And it was overwhelmingly the response from members that said, yes, naturopathic, holistic treatments are not only advisable because it lowers both pharmacy and medical costs, but it just simply employs many of the techniques and methodologies and technologies that are just the natural pathway for bringing healing to our bodies. We agree. That's a advisable expense to share in. So our members made that choice, and we do it.
You got a lot of smart members. I'll tell you what, I'm the old guy. I'm one of the old guys in the room, the doctor said you take X, Y, and Z. That's what you do. You take it five times a day, end of discussion. And I'm sure you were brought up the same way. I was brought up that way. My wife took a whole different viewpoint, and I used to, I'm a smart man. I want to stay alive, so I never made fun of her, like, big time. But I always said, yeah, okay, whatever. Those are, right? I mean, it's voodoo medicine. But I would see people around her that would do some of these things, and they would get better. They would get better, pretty quick and feel good about themselves. And so I started looking into some of the things that she was doing, and it works. And I was amazed. In my ignorance, I was amazed that here I had a solution for something. I saw it healing people, and the insurance company said, No, that's voodoo medicine. We're not going to cover that. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's nice to know and understand it. And, people, you need, first of all, you need to check into this on your own. You need to find out more about this because I think you're going to find you have more options to take care of your body, the freedom to make decisions about your body and how, the healthcare process takes place in your body. There's a novel idea. We get to make our own decision.
Yeah.
And liberty and freedom to make our own decisions.
Let me just add one other fact to that. We have a physician advisory board. And on that board is a naturopathic MD. So we get guidance and direction on these very matters. I have to tell you, the reality is it's kind of not the same structure in our existing medical care arena with naturopathic medicines. There is some guidance that one needs to make sure you're accessing treatment that's dependable and reliable and proven. And that's why our naturopathic MD physician is so valuable to us and our members. We tap into that expertise.
Yep, I agree. You've got to look in, when it comes to your health, you've got to look into all kinds of solutions. Anyway, Dale, how do people get more information about Liberty HealthShare? How can they get more informed and engage in this?
LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org is our website. Best place to go. You can get a free information packet sent directly to your email. We call it a decision guide, or we can send it by mail if you prefer. You can talk to one of our trusted advisors in the contact center. Just call the toll-free number listed there. Get all your questions answered. And as you've just said, Joe, it's really a paradigm shift. It's a mindset change. And so you just got to make sure that this is for you. And we welcome that kind of inquiry. And number three, just read the pages of the website, check it out, review. But libertyhealthshare.org is the best place to go.
You know, Dale, in the next segment, I'm going to beat up a little bit how we need to read for ourselves. We need to get self-educated. When you call the insurance company and to try to find out what they cover and what's best for you, they're looking to save money. And I'm going to talk about that in the next segment because, people, you've got to get educated. This is your body. This is your health.
Well, if you have put your finger on the issue, because if it's somebody else's money that's paying for the cost of my health care, they're going to want to control those decisions, dictate what's done, and I'm isolated in many cases from those decisions and costs. I don't even know what's going on because it's their money. If it's my money at stake, boy, does that change the game. And now I'm a health care consumer, not subject to the whims and decisions of someone else.
Oh, yeah. I can see the insurance company going, he's 77. He's got two kidneys. I mean, seriously, how much longer is he going to be around? Take one. You know, he's got another one to work with. Don't worry about it. Dale, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me.
It is such a pleasure. Thank you, Joe. God bless.
You too. You know, everything that Dale talked about when it comes to health care, when it comes to those boneheads, I about had it. Look it. I have pseudo somewhat protected our Republican people in the past. I have been known locally to rip up our Republican Party when they don't do the right thing. I think some of you guys have even told the story before, and it's true. I was doing a bit of a speaking tour in Republican clubs, and the name, the title of my speech was Principle Over Party. And the reason I titled it that was, this was, I don't know, maybe three years ago plus. And the party was trying to fight itself in California. They were making all kinds of adjustments and changes and things that weren't right. And people were giving up their principles to get in line with the party, to stay with the party because they felt like they had nowhere else to go. And I've always been a believer that, you know, you went to the party for a reason because they lined up at some point in time, they lined up with your principles. And unless you've gone sideways, they have. If they are no longer lining up with your principles, they have. You need to push back. You need to fight back. You need to take it back. Don't let them do it. They need you. Don't get all awestruck with an elected official. They put their pants on the same way. They have the same bills you have. They have the same aggravation and troubles you have. I love it when I see somebody, and it may be because we're too close to it, but we have friends, people that we, you know, worked with, you know, that are senators and congressmen and stuff like that. And you know what? They're like you and me. Right. They have a little bit more power because they have the ability to affect the way you live. But you have the ability to affect their authority to affect the way you live. Vote them out. This is craziness what's going on. With the Affordable Care Act and the Unaffordable Care Act and the new, you know, Dale told me about some of the people he was meeting with, some of our legislators that he was meeting with that weren't cutting it, wouldn't get it, didn't understand it, didn't want to put themselves out there. It's up to you to make sure. These are choices. Even if you don't agree with this, even if you don't want this health insurance or these health policies or health share, other people do. I do. Others do. You should be supporting their right to do that as a Republican, as a conservative, is one who believes in liberty and freedom. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, people who may hate the conservative movement about the show. Hey, we're here all week. Check out the website, therealside.com. Check out the stories that we have there. Sign up for the email blast. God bless and have a great rest of the day.